Everyone, yeah. I love Iwe. Iwe.
Hello.
Who else is here? Natalie, Karin, Kaiso, and Lorato. Iwe, Marcia. Okay, guys, today is business. Yeah, it's quite funny that when I saw the word business, I thought, Lord, what do I know about business? And I think I heard the Lord laugh. So anyway, I went to go search on the internet. I thought, like, what is there about business and the Bible and all these things? And I came across an old preacher that I used to watch on God TV. Well, he's not old, but I've seen him years ago. And I always enjoyed his teachings, Dr. Mike Murdoch. Always thought-provoking, very interesting. So I took one of his sermons, and that's what I'm going to do tonight. So all week I've been, you know, going over his sermon and his notes and everything on business. And, yeah, basically it's the seven secrets of Jesus and business. And all week I was a little uncomfortable about it in a sense of, you know, I don't just want to copy someone else's sermon and regurgitate it, you know. And this morning, while in the shower, I was like, I don't know, somehow recently the Lord is speaking to me in the shower, a fresh word. And yeah, I came out and the Lord just, yeah, the Holy Spirit came upon me. Like when I got out and I was drying my hair, the Holy Spirit just whacked me in such a big way. And the Lord reminded me about business. And yeah. So anyway, I'll get back to that point of what the Holy Spirit did this morning. So, well, these are some of the notes that I made all week, really, just, you know, my own headspace. Business. Yeah. I think if we all take care of our own needs, then we don't need one another. You know, God wrapped us up into a web of interdependency. I special in a certain field, and you specialize in your field. So we all become interdependent on one another. And, you know, money is a spiritual creation created by our creator, you know, and for me, business is solving a problem for an agreed reward. It's an exchange of property. For example, you've got a car, I've got money, the exchange is there. Just like back in the days with bartering, you know, it's like I've got something you want, you've got something I want. And that's bottom line, that's business, the exchange of property. And I think the life of Jesus is broken into two principles, you know, the one is the king and the other is the kingdom. So it is possible to experience Jesus, the person, receive his peace and not know his principles. Let me expand on that. Two different products. Principles create prosperity. Okay. His person creates peace. You see, when you experience Jesus, it births change. Fulfilling his assignment in your life will require expertise. I think it's Proverbs 4:7. It's wisdom is the ability to discern difference, the ability to solve a problem. Okay, and problem solving is basically business. You know, it's like whatever, if there's an, you see a problem, you create a solution, you sell the solution, people need the solution, they buy it, business. Was it 1 Thessalonians 4:11? Sorry, I forgot my iPad. Hold on one second. I think I did a screenshot of the scripture here, so I don't have to run around looking for it. Luke 2 from 41 to 52. It's long. It's basically when Jesus' parents left him behind in the temple and they went back looking for him. So that's the main scripture of all this. In 48, and this is the King James Version. Where is it now? And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrow. And he said unto them, How is it that he sought me, whilst he not know that I must be about my father's business? For years, I always thought, yo, what an arrogant child. You know, it's like telling his parents, like, don't you know where I'm at and what I'm doing? And it's like, and then when I saw the part, because every translation has they say it differently. And then the King James says, my father's business. And it's like, and that's, for me, that was, how can I say, Jesus was about his father's business. At 12 years old, Jesus was in the temple and he was listening and answering these guys' questions, which was, problem solving. And Jesus attracted attention. First of all, success is the ability to obtain a worthy goal. Right? So Jesus, the first point is Jesus attracted attention. At the age of 12, with his questions in the temple, he attracted attention with a woman at the well. He attracted attention riding into Jerusalem on a donkey. He solved problems. The thing in business is you need to advertise, and advertising is key in your business. If you're advertising, let's put it this way: if your advertising is of excellence, it will be attractive. It's like the first thing most people see is your business card. If that's attractive, the people will be interested. It's how will you attract attention in your business? That's the first question. It's like through your friends, satisfied customers. Jesus attracted people through his difference. Back then there was no TV or radio or anything. So, Jesus stood out and he attracted people to his business, which was his father's business. Jesus knew the needs of his customers, if you think about it. Ask yourself, who are your customers? Everybody might not need what you have. Your product might be Well, I'm looking at my helmet now. So your product might be a helmet with a rear-facing camera, so where you can see what's happening behind you. So it's unique. It's great. Every biker would want it. So, you know, there's a need for it, but not every person would need it. So there's a niche market for it. So you need to know who your customers are. And yeah, Jesus definitely knew who his customers were. And not every person would need a helmet with a rear-facing camera. So yeah. I mean, it's like with Jesus, he's if you look at the woman at the well, she was empty. And the business there was, you know, Jesus says, I'll give you water that you will never thirst again. And so, you know, that was his business. He was attracting people to the kingdom. And the rich young ruler, you know, he had self-pride. And Jesus said to him, you know, sell your stuff and give it to the poor and follow me. I mean, the adulterous woman, you know, Jesus asked her, where's your accusers? You know, Jesus knew the people he interacted with. It's the same like with your customers. You know, you need to know who they are and what their needs are when they come into your business. another thing with business, like with Jesus, he stayed in the center of his expertise. So thing is, what do you do best? What's your highest gift? You know, like a good salesman, businessman. So if you're hiring people, you know, it's like you need to know the type of people you're hiring. So if someone comes to you and the person says, you ask them, you know, what's your highest gift? And the person says, I love working with people. You know, and he said, well, I've got an office job there in the basement. I need you to do the filing. You know, that person is not going to flourish because, I mean, first of all, you're going to get a massive phone bill because that person needs to interact with people. I mean, they told you they love working with people. So they're going to be phoning their mother, their father, their auntie, their uncle, everyone, just so that they can be talking to people, interacting with people. So your phone bill is going to be sky high in your business because you haven't actually listened to what that person's gift is. You know, that person said they love dealing with people. So, you know, let them do sales or marketing or something like that. So, you know, there's certain things in business that you don't like doing, like whatever, stock, taxes, training, but you need to keep what you do best at the center, you know. So the question is, have you identified your dominant difference, you know, your dominant skill, you know, and once you identify that, for me, it's, you know, God will put you in that particular business and you'll flourish in that particular business. I mean, if you love playing guitar, you know, you'll probably end up being an artist or something like that. I mean, I love watching movies, and today I'm in the film, TV, whatever industry, in media. And I love that industry. And I mean, okay, the difference with me was God called me, you know. It's yeah, anyway, that's another testimony on its own. So another thing is, Jesus clearly defined to others the problems he could solve for them. You know, that's key in business. And like I said in the beginning, it's like finding what the problem is and then being able to solve it. So, I mean, Jesus came to save the lost. You have to define clearly the difference in your business, the problem your business solves. You know, You must teach your clients what's the difference about your business, you know, what you offer, service, afterwards. So if you've got you to offer self-service, let me just see who's talking here. Someone
it's me, sorry.
Boy. so what was I saying? So if I lost my train of thought now. Where was I? Yeah, basically staying in the center of your expertise. So you know, what do you do best? What's your highest gift? You know, as are you a salesman? You love people. Are you a loner? You love solving puzzles, problems, you know, conflicts, whatever, mathematical equations, whatever, you know. Then, and I'm saying this because, you know, if you own the business and you're employing people, you need to place them and, like I said, Jesus clearly defined to others the problems he could solve for them. And you have to define clearly the difference in your business, the problems, the problem your business solves. You know, you must teach your clients, about your business. You know, what do you offer? So if you can offer after sales service, you know, that's good for your business, because people, you know, they don't just want to buy a product, but they want to know that there's support for the product. Things like, I remember we bought a Kia Rio, and the difference was that particular car had a 5-year warranty or service plan or something like that, but they had the longest. So I supported that business, you know, the Kia Motor Group's business, because what they offered was attractive to me. So, you know, what are you offering? You know, are you a local business? You know, because, I mean, the one key thing what I like about going to a local business, you know, they're always there. You know, they're not going to back up and leave the country, or like if the business pulls out because the economic state of the country is bad. We've seen it in South Africa so many times with businesses. Another sales point for having a business and dealing with customers, and say in business 10 or 20 years, you know, it's like you're not going anywhere. When I look at a business, one of the things I look at is how long have they been around, which means, you know, they stood the test of time. They know what they're doing. They know what they're talking about. And like price is the key thing for you. It's like if you buy in bulk, you can offer better discounts. Remember, you're responsible for showing your customers the difference in your business, you know. Like Jesus mentored his since I've got 10 minutes left anyway. Jesus mentored his salesman, you know, the disciples was his salesman. I mean, if you think about it, Jesus spent 3.5 years training them because they would represent him on earth. Now, I mean, we represent Jesus. The people that work for you represents you. I mean, we part of Prophetic Edge International. We represent Prof, if you think about it. You know, Prof is busy training us now. I mean, we're in training at present, you know, all of us every single day. We're in training, so that that's what Prof is doing. This is her business, kingdom business. And now in training, and you represent Prof when you're out there, and this is kingdom business, and and you need to have the highest level of excellence all the time in kingdom business. I mean, another point is like, I think of Jesus in the temple when he was 12 years old. He was listening to those acts, and listening is a key factor. And Jesus mastered the art of listening. I mean, conversation involves asking and listening, you know. I mean, if you think about it, God loves words. He created everything with words. Your words are important. I mean, it gets recorded. Jesus listened to everyone, you know. So I would say, you know, learn to dialogue. I think business secrets of Jesus that... what was I saying now? How you converse with customers is very important. I mean, if I think of what Paul wrote, he wrote, I became all things to different people so that by some way I can win some. You know, Paul understood that he needs to adapt to the different cultures, climates, people. Just like in business, you know, someone will come in. I mean, when I was thinking of the scripture, the Lord reminded me of when I worked at Truworths. I mean, I was 16 years old when I started casualing at Truworths. For you in the UK, Truworths is a clothing store, one of the big clothing stores here in South Africa. And actually, my aunt that I'm staying with here, she was the manager of the men's department. And weekends after school, I used to go casual at Truworths. And what I learned there was that, you know, if a businessman walks in, you need to adapt to his style when you speak to him, when you converse to him. It's all formal and professional, and you need to listen to what his needs are, and then converse in that way. And then when a teenager comes in, you can be more flexible and loose with your speech, and understand the lingo that they're speaking. And so you like Paul says, you need to become all things to different people, and that's key in business. I mean, Jesus always stayed truthful about his product also, and something I heard that stood out for me is the persuaded are persuasive. Yeah, the persuaded are persuasive. Basically, have confidence in your product. You can't sell everything. You know, it's like when you are persuaded by your product, you can be persuasive. I mean, if you believe in... let's just take, for example, an iPad. You work for Apple. You're passionate about Apple. Well, okay, let me make it more personal. It was about 10 years ago, I think, I got into, you know, the Apple ecosystem. And I found out, like, it's so fantastic. And I'll never forget, this one IT guy came into the office. And, I mean, well, IT guys are PC-based. And I was working on the Mac, and I had an iPad and an iPhone, and he's like, what is all this Apple stuff? And because I was sold out to this brand, you know, I persuaded him to move from PC to Mac. And I mean, I was persuasive because I was passionate about the product. And I mean, Jesus is passionate about his product, which is, you know, salvation. So, yeah, I have confidence in your product. Like I said, also, you can't sell everything. I mean, I can't sell. I think I'm a natural salesman, so I can't probably sell anything. But I mean, well, in that, in saying that, is I need to believe in the product to be able to sell it. So I probably won't be able to sell spectacles. You know, I mean, what do I know about spectacles? It's a frame, and that's it. So, so I stay away from selling spectacles. You know. Give me Apple products, I'll be able to sell it because I'm passionate, I'm into the brand. And I mean, if I think about some preachers, you know, some preachers will only preach on prosperity because that's what they know, that's what they're passionate about, that's what God put in them. And some preachers just speak, preach on end times, you know. So if you're not persuaded by some things, you know, stay away. The thing is, what I'm persuaded by, I stay in the center of it. I mean, Jesus was very honest about his product. Jesus said, follow me. But you have to pick up a cross, right? Those that hate me will hate you. Jesus spoke about the bleeding and the burden of his product. There are two things that create credibility: trustworthiness and expertise. Now, I think of Karin, you know. I remember I asked her to do a job for me because she's got the expertise and she was trustworthy in doing the job. So, I mean, that's key for me in my business, that I couldn't do the actual job. I was tied up with something else, and I called on someone that had the expertise and that was trustworthy. And so build credibility of your business through trustworthiness, which is key. You know, make things right at any cost. You know, I know in this industry, in media, sometimes it costs quite a lot to keep a client happy. I mean, sometimes, you know, a client is just difficult, or you know they're completely wrong, but they want what they want. And you know what? I'd rather make this customer happy and run at a loss than have that customer badmouth me for future business. So, you know, make things right at any cost. Your customers must feel trusted, safe. Remember, they've been to others before they came to you. So let them feel safe. So my question to you is, you know, if you're in business, are you passionate about it? Are you committed? Are you, is that the center of